Salve and cheers, friends and lovers, and welcome to the first annual Splooshy Awards.
Woohoo
indeed. We just popped a very nice bottle of sparkling, and we want to thank our patrons, not just for this beautiful bottle from Germany, but also all of the support. It really means a lot to us. So quick shout out, to Nick and Kyle from the Dem Fancy Dinosaurs podcast. We also want to thank Colby, obviously, from the Colby Told Me podcast. Also, we want to thank Ben from Film Busters and Julio from the Contrarians podcast.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're very excited for the year that we've had and the year that's coming. Enjoy this intro mashup.
Hi, welcome to For Your Reference podcast with your host, KT.
And OT.
This is the first episode of our podcast, so we are quite new at this. But just to make it very clear, we are going to have a conversation. Obviously, it's going to spawn off Black Panther. If you're looking for a play-by-play in regards to the actual Black Panther movie and you want all of the nerdy tidbits in regards to the Marvel movies, there are quite a few podcasts that do that already. We're really going to talk about our experiences and what spawns off from that. This week, we're doing
Game of Thrones.
To one's chagrin and to one's pleasure. Annyeong, welcome to For Your Reference. Hope you had fun Jack Palancing to our intro music. This week was my pick and we are covering Burning. Boy, do we have a treat for you today. We will be covering the so far three film series Jonathan Wickenston, otherwise known as
John Wick.
Welcome back to For Your Reference, guys. I hope you've got your paddles ready and you've got a bear claw because today we are covering Archer!
Danger Zone!
What? And yee-haw! Ha! Dang it! Have we got a show for you today, and I hope I didn't offend anyone.
I'm offended.
We are covering Deadwood today, and wow. Just wow. And, you know, it's tantalizing. Stick with us, guys. Grab a nice glass of wine, a nice bottle, you know, if you'll pardon the grape. Get yourself a snack because we are hot diggity dogging.
You need to stop.
I can't help it. I'm so excited. Konnichiwa. It's For Your Reference. However you would say that in Japanese. You've got your host, KT.
And OT.
And you guys, it's our 20th episode.
It sure is.
Thank you for joining us on this milestone. If you followed us along the way, or if this is your first time listening, thank you so much. Arigato gozaimasu. We are so grateful. Hold on to your doors, because Rose ain't going to save you.
Rose never saves anyone.
Poignant yet true. Today, we are diving into the 1997 classic. We can call it a classic.
It is a classic.
Right? We are diving into the 1997 classic Titanic. We're going to have a good time. You know why?
We're doing Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Wow. Well, my spidey sense is tingling you.
Oh, I could feel it because I'm also Spider-Man.
Are we done?
Yep.
Can we leave?
Wrap it up.
Jumbo, friends and lovers, welcome to another week of For Your Reference. You got your host, KT.
And OT.
And this week, we are diving into the 2019 version of Lion King.
Yep.
It's another remake for the rest of your days. You're welcome. Straight off the cuff, guys. We did not get paid for this. Hey, friends and Jupiter cock lovers. It's For Your Reference. And you've got your host, KT.
And OT.
And you need to strap in or strap on, because we's about to get into it, guys.
What are we doing today?
We are covering the Stars phenomenon, Spartacus. And we are hot digging it now again. We're dipping our toe back into the superhero pool.
We sure are.
Or the super nasty pool. You are most welcome. You are most welcome. We are covering today what is known as the Amazon series called The Boys. Grab on to your DC standalone movie and discard any preconceived expectations you have, because this week we are diving into the 2019 Joker. And grab your stick-up crew and finish installing that stained glass window, because shit, we are covering The Wire today. Salve, friends and lovers. Welcome back to For Your Reference. You've got your host, KT.
And OT.
And OT, what is your profession?
Oh.
Fucking hell, I am so proud of you, OT.
I'm on it today. I'm on it.
All titties are out. All dicks are out. We are ready to go. If you've read the title, if you've been waiting for this episode, you are about to climax just as well. Today, we are covering the film, the accolades of all, 300. And dust off your cloaks and sharpen your daggers, because we are going to make a tomlet, and you can't do that without breaking some Greggs. Yes, friends and lovers, we are covering the conglomerate HBO series known as Succession. We have covered a lot this
year.
We
really have.
And we will definitely go into just the broad sort of stats. Thank you so much to everyone that has partaken in the For Your Reference household, whether it's one episode, whether it's all episodes, whether it's our YouTube, whether it's our Patreon. Thank you so much.
Mm.
We really, really appreciate it. Before we get to the stats, we are super learned, so let's pull all of our glasses up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give all of our chef kisses, because we actually have a red carpet, and we also have a VIP section of our red carpet, OT.
Oh, yeah.
And OT hasn't heard a lot of these messages or any of the interviews from the red carpet, and it's going to be a very exciting time.
I want it to be the first time, just like you, listeners.
Like a virgin.
Touched by the very...
Oh, you've been touched many times. that is very clear. So hot off the press, on our red carpet, we have our VIPs who are our patrons, because we fucking love you guys. However many holes we can get into. We also want to give an honorary shout out to Lucas from Wondersoul. Thank you so much for supporting everything we do in every possible capacity. Thank you so much. So we have some lovely messages. Unfortunately, Nick and Kyle have been unwell, but it's just normal sickness, not the virus that's going around near Australia. I can vet that. And they are dinosaurs, so we don't even know if they exist either. But they do send their thanks and well wishes, and we appreciate and we fucking love you guys.
We do.
True Blue, Lou Carpenter to use. We fucking love yous. But we do have some messages from our other VIP guests.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start off with our firm foundation. We have Colby.
Yo, Colby.
And he left a very lovely message on the red carpet. I know this music.
Yo, 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 what up, friends and lovers? It's your boy, Colby Mack, and I'm back on with For Your Reference. And can you believe it? It's been a year, y'all. Happy birthday to the pod and to the homies KT and OT and hashtag fake OT and hashtag the innuendo queen and all that stuff. And happy first annual splooshies. Did you hear that? Splooshies. Who'da thunk? I'd be on the red carpet looking fly. Gotta thunk. I'm at the hottest Aussie podcast award show around. I'm rubbing shoulders with whoever else is invited. I'm yucking it up with a who's who of covered references and sexual innuendos that are all in attendance. Yo, is that Archer I see across the carpet? What up, Sterling? Oh shit, is that Ian McShane? How are you, my man? I see you grew the mustache back. Daddy would indeed. Oh, it's you, Tasha. I see you brought your dead friend too, Keisha. You ain't see the sign, girls? No zombies allowed at this award show. Now, where's your punk-ass son, Tariq? Little jerk. Okay, I see you on the inside. I said I see you on the inside. Ugh, jeesh. You know, I thought we were done with the power talk since we did our pod together, which was pretty dope, by the way. You should give it a listen. But those last six episodes, it just kind of brought back a whole bunch of trauma. Four spinoffs my ass. Yo, listen. I see you on the inside. Once again, happy birthday. Happy first annual podcast award show for the Splooshies. You know what? I hope I win one. Best guest podcaster, Kobe Mac. I can see it now. Yo, when they ask you where you heard it from, you tell them Kobe told me. Peace.
Ooh, Kobe.
What? There was an Archer reference and everything.
That was hilarious, especially when... Who invited Tasha? You know, that's where my qualm is. God.
We are not. How dare you? We are not. It's good. It's good to know that people turned out to our award show, to the Splooshies.
Yeah. Yeah. Had to be that basic for Tasha to come.
So. I feel like Colby's giving us a run for our money, so we better watch out, OT.
For sure.
The next guests that we have on the red carpet are from the Pardon the Pun tier, and we have Julio from the Contrarians podcast.
Hello, friends and lovers. Sorry for running late. I was aiming for fashionable, and then the Uber driver got lost. Anyway, this is Julio from the Contrarians, as you can probably tell, and I am super excited to see your show get a little older. Can't wait to hear what you have planned for the celebration. Now, I'm skipping the red carpet and going through the side door because I'm not allowed to be photographed until I get a haircut. So I'll catch you after the show.
Does that mean Julio doesn't exist either?
Oh, he does not exist.
Like, is it kind of like Avengers Endgame and the more you support for your reference, the less you exist? Is it like a glitch in the for your reference matrix?
Mm.
Well, we love you, Julio. Haircut or not. Existence.
Oh, mate, time is just not linear. You should have learned that by now.
Time is non-linear indeed. Let's round out our most beloved, most cherished patrons with Ben from Filmbusters.
Oh, guys, you've caught me at a really bad moment. I'm just about to go into the screen and what is it? You want me to talk about what it was like featuring on the For Your Reference podcast? Oh, my God. It's one of the highlights. It's literally one of the highlights of everyone's career, isn't it? To be featured on a podcast with Katie and Oti, the nastiest podcasters in the business. I mean, seriously, it was a pleasure. It was an absolute pleasure. Working with those guys was just, like, incredible. They have a full appreciation for film, real analytical mind, and they have so much fun with it. There's no snobbery. There's nothing but intellect and good times. And I'll tell you this much. When I went onto that podcast, they made me feel so comfortable, so at home before I began. It was like it was my own podcast. It was like I was just chilling with the guys and talking, shooting the shit as we do, you know, over at Filmbusters. And, you know, it then just made sense. It made sense from there that I would have to become a patron. And I'm now here in this very exclusive VIP section on the red carpet. You know, you can't go wrong with that. The VIP section is essentially like the bonus KT and the bonus OT. You get to hear OT's laugh constantly. You get to hear Katie say, how dare you, to almost everything. They even let cats up in this place. So you got to sign up for it. You have to sign up to become a patron for all the additional content. How can you ever get enough of these guys? Seriously, I love them. I love them. I love them. They are inspirational. They are joyous. They are beautiful. And they love film and TV, if that's your thing too. Anyway, listen, I've got to go into this screening now. I actually think Katie and OT are already in there. So thanks. Thanks for grabbing me. And yeah, you know what to do.
Wow.
Ben!
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, you know, getting these sort of red carpet interviews also meant that people would say nice stuff about us.
Yeah, for sure. And
how dare you?
I'm just glad he has us pegged as me, the intellect. And also bringing the good times while you just bringing all the nasty.
I'm sorry, what were you listening to? What have you got in your earphones? Because that's not what I heard. But it is most welcome. Thank you so fucking much. We love all of our patrons, and we love, you know, all of the support. You know, you don't have to, and a lot of you guys are very learned. You know, Julio's been around for 5 years. Colby goes to the cinema five times a week and he's writing reviews. Them Fancy Dinosaurs are in the convention sort of spaces. And Ben recently has one of his pieces being premiered at a film festival.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing work these guys do. And I rarely double in the podcast world, but just listening to these guys is really amazing.
So I filter the shit for OT. Essentially, I am the gatekeeper for the Middle Kingdom. But again, for you guys to be thriving and want to support us, we fucking love you guys so, so much. Especially if you're on the Pardon the Pun tier, you can also see the video version of this because I am sweating to winter hell right now.
Yeah, true. And saying Middle Earth would have been a better reference.
Well, splooshies denotes to fluids. We didn't necessarily say it was sexual, so you're just getting my sweat at the moment, at least in the first act of this unfortunate Shakespearean.
We did listen happening. To a la 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 long 2 day, so
we did, you and you made me sweat
and
cry, but it was a very pleasurable cry. I couldn't even say it because I didn't believe it. Let's get into the stats. It's been a whole year, OT.
It really has.
Well, yeah, it's factual. It really has been a whole year. I don't understand what else, what sort of interpretive meaning you would have. But again, thank you for everyone that has tuned in to our podcast and, you know, supported us in whatever way you can. It is quite a milestone that we've hit. It really was, you know, me at 2 o'clock in the morning sending an email to OT frazzled saying we should start a podcast, and OT just really, you know, finding a way to get the equipment, figure it out. Eventually he got us a soundboard and he won't tell me how much it costs, but it's great. You know, it's really great. And I fucking love this year has been amazing.
Agreed.
Everything else fell apart in our lives, but this podcast
has a strong foundation.
It has a firm, yes, very palatable foundation. So let's get into the stats of For Your Reference, a meta reference special, if you're welcome. In the year, we actually launched on the 19th of February. It was a week before the Oscars, and it was a very tantalizing time. Our first episode was
Black Panther.
Oh, you almost failed that quiz.
No. It was
It was in the Wire reference. It was in the intro mashup, dude.
I didn't forget it.
But yes, it has been a whole year and we are rounding it out with this Splooshy Awards, and everyone is most welcome. 55 episodes, OT.
Woohoo! That is a lot of episodes.
There are only 52 weeks in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we managed to do 55 episodes. Thank you, everyone, that has enjoyed our podcast. That also includes 5 bonus episodes, whether it was with guests or whether it was an extension of something we've already covered. And it also includes specials, including this award show.
Yeah.
And also our Christmas episode, which also has a video companion, if you're nasty. So if we take it from the point of view of doing full reviews, we have covered 50 TV shows and movies, OT. And it also doesn't count the fact that in John Wick there was 3. And in Bad Boys, unfortunately, there were 3 as well. Come and fight me, Martin Sodium lovers.
You're only saying that because you know Martin won't be able to fight you.
Yeah, he's done. He's retired. His face has made that very clear. In that 50 full review episodes, 29 of them was movies.
29?
Which was very interesting because when we first started off, we did a lot of TV shows.
Yeah. We watch a lot of TV shows.
We watch a lot of TV shows.
Which is surprising that we've covered more movies than TV shows.
I think it's also because I referenced Degustation, which is what we will come to. So 29 movies, which if you are good and you have your abacus with you, that means we've done 21 TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really interesting to see that we've done more movies. In regards to language, 41 of our 50 episodes were English,
mm-hmm.
TV shows and movies. We did 6 Japanese.
Oh, look at us.
So you got the 5 Miyazaki and you've got Naruto mm-hmm. Shippuden.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 6 Japanese. We did 2 Spanish, but it was... Let's be fair. We did La Casa de Papel twice. Still counts.
It counts, mate.
Still counts. And we did 1 Korean movie, which was Burning.
Mm.
So we, you know, I think we're teetering on a nice sort of range, especially, don't come and fight me, but in regards to like TV shows and movies, I think we're more international than others. Come and fight me, bitches. I've got my chainsaw. I'll meet you in the car park.
And we've barely scratched the surface of what kind of stuff we've watched and what we planning for the next year.
And it was a delicate balance, right? I think it was, especially because a lot of you guys are podcasters as well, it was trying to balance what we like to watch and what's international and also allowing people the chance to get in and enjoy the episodes, which are more commonly watched as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So keep up, motherfuckers, and we can cover more international shit. Read a fucking subtitle. Mm. You know, if you're into being shouted at, then the pleasure is free gratis, friends and lovers.
Yeah, Mr. McShane.
I also did a little bit of a breakdown in regards to decades OT. So out of the 50 full review episodes that we've done, 29 of them were in the 2010s.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think it's not bad. I don't know if we need to change that. Like, I think it's okay that we are staying essentially sort of current. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No.
Are you
okay with that? It makes sense.
It's just a fun little stat. It's
It'll be weird if most of our stuff wasn't current. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and it's not going to hurt you. It's nice. It's tasty, you know. Let it flow in you. In the 2000s, we covered 13 TV shows and movies.
Mm-hmm.
1990s, we covered 6.
Mm-hmm.
That was a surprise, actually.
Yeah.
We covered 1 from the 1980s.
Whoa.
Right?
80s.
Well, keep your woe because we covered 1 from the 1940s, and I think you know which one that was. Which one is that, OT?
A Time Before Christmas.
This is your favorite fucking Christmas movie and you don't even know what it's called.
What the bloody hell is it called? It's a Wonderful Life, sorry. It's a Wonderful Life.
Apparently it is, yeah. But that was interesting because, you know, listen to the episode and also our Christmas special. I never came across that film and apparently it was your most favorite film.
Yeah, I watched it like 60 times.
And it's one of our most listened to episodes, so... I think OT is our demographic, apparently.
Oh, for sure. Like, if you didn't grow up watching It's a Wonderful Life, you just had a sad childhood on Christmas Day.
Are you done, sir?
I am done.
But what a year it has been. Thank you guys, however long you've been following us along the journey. Most recently, we did our reference degustation. We might not be able to afford a holiday every year, but we will have a special month where we have a theme and we cover it. And this year, we did Miyazaki masterpieces.
Mm.
And what a beautiful time it was.
That was really wonderful. I think I enjoyed rewatching a lot of the stuff. Some of his works were quite fast time for me to watch.
Yeah.
But it was an amazing journey that I would not look down on, and I would rewatch most of these things again over and over.
We afforded a nice little box office for OT and I so we can actually watch people coming in on the red carpet. Again, we had some really great guests in this past year.
Oh, OT. We really did.
Ooh. Mm. Some of the guests have managed to slip their way into the gift bag section. Mm. So we didn't really get to get much interviews, but I think I see Anime Nerd over Ooh! There.
Anime Nerd!
Anime Nerd, konnichiwa!
Hey, congratulations for your reference podcast for making it on 1 year on doing podcasts. Look, it's not every day that people like you guys truly, truly, truly come out and just go ahead and blow it out the water. You guys are doing an amazing job. Keep up the good work. Your content is great. Your personality, amazing. As a guest, as an esteemed guest on your podcast, it was really fun. I really felt like we were friends for like 3-4 years. Granted, we just met like maybe like, I would say 4 or 5 months ago, but it's just showed the true testament on how well you guys are. You guys are doing an amazing job. I really love your content. I really love being a part of your podcast. And from my podcast to yours, I wish you guys many more. And I pray and I pray and I pray. That's like almost religious. But anyway. I just
Hell
hope
Satan.
We do many more collabs because with you guys, it truly is nothing but fun and everything like that. And for you guys who are just tuning in and listening to their podcast, definitely go ahead and check it out. I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
I love that.
Oh.
I love Anime Nerd.
How dare you? So many feelings.
So many feelings. Like, there's so few podcasts that really discuss animes as well
yes.
as he does.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's just one of those things that I gravitate towards too. And on my fucking long train ride to work, he makes it a bit easier. And it's bloody brilliant.
But being introduced to Anime Nerd and also Savage Otaku became a problem because you kind of wanted to become an anime podcast.
Yes.
Which is fine, but we don't just watch anime. We watch everything.
We watch a lot of things, but anime has been such a big part of our life, mm-hmm. you know, since we met, and just finding people who are more passionate towards anime than we are is just quite strange. And how we just gelled together and how we talked about what we loved, and it's just something that I would never forget. It was one of the best experiences I've had over the past year, and just bloody brilliant.
It is, and it was very lovely. Thank you so much for taking the interview and also taking your time to attend our quaint little award show. I think I also spot someone else, OT, on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who that?
What's a nice way of saying my arch nemesis?
I guess that can only be one person.
Right? And it's Tom, okay? It's Tom from History of Aotearoa. Just I guess, let him, but I have security close on hand.
Well, I spent a few months pestering them to let me come on and chat about a movie. I'm actually surprised that they let me on at all. Honestly, the amount of times me and KT fight on Twitter, you'd think we hate each other. But you know what? They're Aussies. And in times of strife, we need to stick together, us Anzacs, to brave the world and fight the good fight. To let everyone know that no, Vikings isn't a good show due to its historical inaccuracy and that there are much better shows set in that time period. Sorry, got a bit distracted. What was the question again? How was it? Oh yeah, it was alright.
Why do we let these cretins onto our beloved podcast?
You gotta love Tom.
Gotta do nothing. That's what I gotta do. Let's go to somewhere and pastures and new. Oh, I see Sunny and Brandy from the Book of Lies podcast.
So I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleas.
And we're from Book of Lies podcast. Okay, so we happen to be podcast twinsies with For Your Reference. We both started around the same time, seems like. And we did a collaboration episode with For Your Reference, and it they called it The Big Short, Sell It All, Rickety Split.
Rickety Split.
Sell It All, Rickety Split. So The Big Short, Sell It All, Rickety Split. So, Brandy, what do you think of For Your Reference podcast? Uh-oh. Hosts, KT and OT.
What do I think of the host or what do I think of the podcast?
I think that's a, let's figure that out.
Is it one and the same or is it?
It's one and the same.
I believe that I think that the hosts of For Your Reference podcasts are super awesome. I always crack up when I listen to their. It's very enjoyable, especially OT and his opinions.
OT's opinion.
OT and his opinions and KT and her challenging of OT's opinions. They're hilarious. What do you think of the hosts of KT and OT of For Your Reference podcast?
They're my sister and mister from another mother. I love them. It was funny, like, we came across each other around April, like around, we both released a, Game of Thrones episode.
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah. And like,
I think everybody did.
Everybody did. Yeah.
Thrones at that time.
And I listened to their episode and they listened to ours. And I was like, these guys are interesting. Like, I was like, what accent is going on here?
What's this accent?
And then, you know, come to find out they're in Australia. KT is Tongan from Australia. And OT is Kenyan, living in Australia.
Right.
And I was just like, I just love, like, their everything. I just love mate. I love it. It's just like, no, mate. Yeah. Come on, mate. Like, you know, and then I just love Katie's humor. And I think that, like, we have, like, the same humor for some reason, like just dirty humor, and it's just it is okay. It's okay. I've had to get accustomed to the word flicking your bean, the statement.
Oh,
flicking
God.
Your bean, because KT loves to say that. And
you've never heard it before?
Yeah, I have, but not as much as, you know, listening to this podcast.
You hadn't become as yeah. Numb to it or whatever.
Yeah. I just love them. They're fun. So like I mentioned, we did have a collaboration with them with the Big Short.
Yeah.
What did you think of the collaboration episode?
I remember like they were bringing up points that I was like, you know what? I forgot about that. It's like listening, you know, like when you're talking about it and then like when you actually have to like go back and think about, oh yeah, that's right. That did happen.
That did happen.
Like what? Oh yeah. That person did say that or this person wasn't. I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, okay.
A lot of aha and oh yeah moments.
I was like, oh yeah. And then you have to like pretend you remember.
Okay, all right, cool. So would you say that was a good experience? Was that our first collaboration?
I don't remember if it was or not, to be honest.
I think it was our second like podcast collaboration because we did a thing. That was the first time that we had to like share a headset and a mic.
Right.
In a collaboration. We had to like do some fancy footwork to make that collab work.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. It was quite the laugh. And I listened to their Christmas episode, I believe, when they talked about all their collaborations.
Uh-huh.
And OT was just like so flummoxed that we gave
9. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, whoa, Brandy, Sunny, whoa.
Yeah.
Settle down.
But then, yeah, because I was like, I think, again, I was like, our rating systems are completely different.
Yeah, we definitely need to like put it on paper.
I feel like a 9 is good for an episode, for something that reviewing and like you actually find it interesting and you learn something from it.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like
it happened.
You know, like I know he hates like Pennywise. OT hates Pennywise, guys.
OT, don't be afraid of Pennywise.
He's more afraid of Chucky than Pennywise.
Which I cried when I heard that. I was dying laughing. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you joking?
Okay, because you can kick the doll, but Pennywise is coming.
I can punt to that doll buried in the backyard. You'll never find it.
But, so yeah, I was like, okay. But I think OT is a tough crowd.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
He's a tough critic.
No, he's a tough crowd.
Okay.
And, yeah, and critic. But, I like that KT like thinks differently. Like she sees things that I would not have seen,
right?
Or that would have been like, you know, apparent to me. Like she yeah. makes me think differently, and I really respect that about her. And I'm like, oh, I've never thought about that, you know, that perspective or that opinion or that angle.
Yeah.
And she makes me think about that.
Right.
Totally dig it. All right, cool. So it's been a year for them. It's been a year for us also. We love being podcast BFFs. And do you have any words of wisdom for them?
Just keep doing what you're doing, because every time you do it, you get a little bit better. So unless you're like us and then like shit just starts going down the fucking tubes. But otherwise, down in flames. but no, I mean, you know, the more you do it, the better you get at it. So just keep doing what you're doing. I'm still listening. So
yeah, you know, not, keep doing what you guys are doing. You guys are doing.
I'm not all turned off.
Exactly. So we guys wish you guys a happy birthday.
Happy podcast birthday.
Happy podcast birthday. And we love you guys. And we hope that we can meet IRL.
Yeah, maybe we'll meet in the middle. What's the middle?
Tell us what the middle is.
Japan? I was going to say Japanese.
Hawaii's the middle.
Is Hawaii the middle?
I think so, because it's like a really...
Maybe we can meet in Tonga.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it looks like they got all the good food over there. So we love you guys. And holler at a player.
Holler at a player.
Holler at a player.
Aww.
Wow. Wow. I think the time we recorded that collab with them,
yeah,
it was Brandy's birthday. Or it was Sunny's birthday.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Like, we love Book of Lies. I love Book of Lies personally.
Because you're full of Book of Lies, that's why. Fucking dickhead.
They're really great. Their podcast is amazing.
Yeah, and just to make it clear, the ratings that we gave at Christmas wasn't ratings on the guests. They were ratings on the movie. Because 10 out of 10 to Book of Lies and all of the guests except
I'd
for Tom.
I'd say more than 10, mate.
It's a scale out of 10. Live
off
in the world.
The charts, mate.
Well, you're in the charts.
Nah, mate. We're better than that.
You sit in that. You sit in that. I don't know about you guys, about co-hosts, but he is a fucking hard one to manage.
Also, I think this is a misconception, because they said they're more scared of Pennywise than they are of Chucky. You won't see fucking Chucky coming because he's non-threatening.
This
That's
is
the
fucking,
whole point.
This is the fucking Splooshy Awards. I will not be... Listen to our It episode, and also Freddy versus Jason, because we talk about Pennywise and Chucky in there.
All right.
Got some childhood shit you need to resolve, my love. Just like I have some daddywood shit that I need to resolve, but it all comes together in a sensual experience, so maybe we won't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll just keep going and you know, crash together.
Oh yeah.
OT, I think we see one of our other beloved guests, Amy D and Chuck from the Why I'm Single podcast.
Woohoo!
Hi, yeah. Hey, I'm Amy with Why I'm Single podcast. We're just so excited to be here. It's been a great year with For Your Reference. So many great episodes. Oh my God, they did It. They did 30 Rock, The Office, Joker. Oh gosh. Well, one of my favorites was the episode with the Big Lebowski. They even did Power with Colby Mack.
Yo, Amy, I'm really
hey,
happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy for you and how much you like Power. I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh.
But The Wire was one of the best shows of all time. One of the best shows of all time.
Okay, Chuck, I agree. Yeah, The Wire. No Bodhi. It was a great pun. We really loved it. It was, you know, The Wire, our hometown love. We got nothing but love for The Wire. You know, ain't nothing higher than our love except maybe the Baltimore's murder rate.
What an exceptional hair.
Yeah.
Well, fuck me in the ass twice come weekly.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Pops showed up only when they were walking the red carpet.
No, I think we just couldn't afford enough paparazzi for the red carpet. I definitely told them not to focus on Tom, but I guess we couldn't afford paparazzi for the rest. But wow. Wow. If you've listened, we actually covered The Wire twice. We had our own episode where we focused kind of more on the TV show. And we also had Amy D and Chuck feature on a love letter to Baltimore. And that motherfucker was 2.5 hours long.
We owned the podcast and I really enjoyed it. I really did. And then while editing the episode, you know, you get to learn so many things and you get to appreciate The Wire on a fundamentally different level. And I think it's an essential watch for anyone that loves The Wire. It's all about the intricacies and the nuances that come with it. And it's bloody brilliant. And I loved it. And I think rewatching The Wire will be a completely different experience now because you understand so much of the nuances better. But man, Amy and Chuck, far out.
We are rolling into our awards OT. And now this is the moment that you've all been waiting for. We have a few other guests that we guested on during the year, but not on the 4-year reference podcast, that are streaming into the award show. So we'll get to them perhaps after we get through some of the awards. But this is the motherfucking event.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got your fingers ready to flick your bean?
They're always ready.
Where's your bean?
Oh, maybe just rubbing the mushroom, mate.
Okay, Cartman. And again, we do have one Spanish listener that listens every week.
A very dedicated Spanish listener. And I think we won him over with our Money Heist episode.
I love how he's calling a him. We're assuming you're a him and you're one of our lovers.
Yeah.
That visits us and pleasures us when we're not awake. That's there's nothing else that makes sense, friends and lovers. But thank you so much. Before we get to the actual awards, we just wanted to give some shout outs for the year that we've had. And these are just little mini what? They're not necessarily awards OT. Mm-hmm. So let's just quickly rattle it off. You can guess.
Ooh.
You can
guess. I love a good guessing game.
Considering we did the nominations the other night and you forgot half of the episodes we did, I don't really know how we're going to go with this. Maybe in the future we should have like a Patreon exclusive of when we go through the nominations, by the way. So in these categories, we have most reference. So hey girl, hey, if this is the first time that you've listened to For Your Reference, perhaps you don't know, but at the end of our full review episodes, we actually reference TV shows or movies that you might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the most referenced TV show or movie was, OT?
Most referenced?
Yeah.
I'd say Archer, because we talk a lot of Archer in this show.
We do, but that's incorrect.
Oh, wow. Really?
It's actually Spartacus.
Woo-hoo! I am not sad by that.
Definitely rest in love, Andy Whitfield. One of my tweets went viral. I just want to quickly mention there was some viral trend about a young Patrick Stewart. And it was a picture of Andy Whitfield.
That was not Patrick Stewart. Anyone who confused us two are just blind.
He looked fine. Like Patrick Stewart. Looked fine when he was young, but he still looked like Patrick
Stewart. Mate, Darren Sitting hairline was there in his 20s.
You can't discombobulate the face to turn into Andy Whitfield. It just doesn't happen like that.
It does not. There's only one Andy Whitfield and far out, man.
That is the most referenced TV show or movie that we had.
I'm happy about that.
2019/2020.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, quality.
Mm-hmm.
Quality. The next category that we have, which we already mentioned in our Christmas episode, so you should already know this, is the most listened to episode.
Ooh, has to be our La Casa de Papel.
La Casa de Papel.
Am I right?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yes, sir.
Oh, we pulled audiences all over the world.
We
Globetrotters coming in to listen to our impersonation of Denver.
Denver? Really? You know what? I got on the merry-go-round of OT, and unfortunately, I wanted to get off on my own. I didn't need to get off with him.
You're already off by the time you left, mate.
Wow, sir.
Mm.
But Money Heist is everything. And we also covered it twice in 1 year.
Yeah.
We have 2 hours worth, so probably not. I do want to give a shout out to Dan and Caleb from the Netflix and Swill. They don't really cover La Casa de Papel, so how dare you? But also, they also give us a shout out every time we cover La Casa de Papel.
Good in them.
So they outsource. Mm. They outsource their reviews to us. But yes, mwah, mwah, mwah. So Money Heist was unique in that we covered it twice in 1 year. I don't think we're ever going to do that again, OT.
No, I think that's just reserved for Money Heist.
Yeah.
And when the third season drops, best be sure.
Titties out.
The KTN OT will be
Dicks
there.
Out. Balls emptied. Is that the expression?
Ah, don't you see what you did to me, Monica? This erection I have right now is for you.
I feel like you forget with the earphones how loud you are. So if we have anyone walking past our door right now.
Mate, I'm doing this for love.
But I'm sure they hear a lot of shit when they're walking past our door.
It's just the price you pay for rent around here, mate. You know?
It's a high price, and it is a high reward indeed. Yes, it is the Splooshy Awards, but what else did you expect? It's for your reference, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
The next category we have is our most listened to country. This isn't a pop quiz. It's quite obvious, but do you know what our most listened to country is?
It has to be America.
America.
No, there's no going past that.
Because I'm a little bit country.
And I'm a little bit hip-hoppity-hop.
Why do I let you on this podcast?
The same reason you let me on the Twitter.
You've never been on the Twitter.
Yeah.
You're on like a fake account. Again, if OT is trying to like slide into your DMs and it's not for your ref pod, just ignore him. Jesus Christ. Are you done, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next two categories we have is in regards to duration.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think our shortest episode was and how long? You're the editor, so you should know this shit.
Oh. I think the shortest episode we've done.
50 episodes.
Is Office Space.
No, it's Loose.
Ah, Loose.
At 59 minutes.
Mm.
Let's go to our longest episode.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about this. It has to be The Wire.
It is. And I did say it was 2.5 hours. I probably shouldn't have said
that. Yeah, I'm acting all cool here, but you said it pretty much like less than 20 minutes ago.
So those are the categories that we have. We're now getting into the awards, OT.
Oh, ring the bell, ring the bell. Ooh, London Bridge is about to fall.
So we actually have 6 awards that we are giving out today.
Yep.
I'm holding up the awards right now, just like a makeup guru.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell they're purple.
Yeah, just like an eggplant, motherfucker. And the first category that we have that also reflects our Patreon tiers is Firm Foundation, OT.
Laying the groundwork, laying the groundwork for the story. Surely, in your mind, you could see where the story would possibly go, and in that, give you that excitement of wanting to watch further to see how it develops.
But that's like saying you've laid the foundation for a house and the house isn't done yet. You can't praise that.
Mate, once you've laid down the foundation of the house is pretty much done. That's the hardest thing to do. Join me on OT's Architectural 101.
Okay, if OT is messaging you to build your houses, just block him. And this is why you're not allowed on the Twitter, okay? Because...
And that is exactly why you're not allowed on the Twitter, OT. So... The Firm Foundation Award goes out to a TV show or a movie that is super, super popular, and it definitely deserves all of the praise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read out the nominees, OT.
Okay.
We have 300,
mm-hmm.
Archer,
mm-hmm.
The Wire, The Big Lebowski, and Game of Thrones.
Woo!
And the award goes to... The Wire! And accepting this award is the host that rated it the most highest, being Katie McNulty! Yay! Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Shit! Who knew? Such a great show. Everyone should watch The Wire. It covers all aspects of life, and it is super great, and we love it. And watch it, watch it, watch it again. You have 3.5 hours of For Your Reference content to also listen to after you watch The Wire again. Thank you so much. The next category that we have is the Pardon the Pun tier, OT.
Ooh-hoo.
Hearing the language in its intended purpose is more powerful, and you get more inflection and you get more dimension to the story than to just hear it in an English version. You know what I mean? Sometimes it doesn't translate, if you pardon the pun, as well. As with every episode we have, we are going to delve into spoilers, so get out. If you'll pardon the pun. You know what? I think part of the problem is this show has been overhyped to hell, or to winter hell, if you'll pardon the pun. So it seems like as an American psycho, or as a Korean psycho, if you pardon the pun, mm-hmm. and he goes into a drawer and he finds a purple dildo, as most common garden varieties have, if you'll pardon the pun. Okay, I'm going to choose the next person because you keep derailing us, if you'll pardon the pun, because they get a train by the next one. At the time that Black Mirror came out, it was cutting edge, if you'll pardon the pun. All right, pardon the pun tier. Now, this is awarded to TV shows or movies that are just so steeped in brilliance. How dare you surprise me with so much quality?
Mm.
Now, keep in mind, we did cover 50 episodes, so we had a lot of nominees for this one.
Mm-hmm.
We had The Boys, Into the Spider-Verse, Black Panther, Joker, Burning, Money Heist, Afterlife, and Succession.
Hoo-hoo-hoo.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And the award goes to, for the Pardon the Pun Award, Money Heist, otherwise known as La Casa de Papel. And this goes to El O.T. Profesor.
Thank you for the cast and crew for doing a brilliant job. It's such an amazing work that you've done here. It's so hard to find a show that encapsulates a lot of things that you'd want in a show. It just does a lot of the simple, small things right. And then very few shows can you actually look forward to the second season, which it does better. Thank you for this award, and it's been amazing.
Oh, well, thank you, L.O.T. Professor.
Oh, you're welcome.
The next award that we have is Reverse Prima Noctis. And if you haven't listened to Spartacus, we will not, like the king, deflower you, Reverse Prima Noctis, in spoilers. So please, if you have not watched Spartacus, it is our responsibility, aside from drinking responsibly, to also listen responsibly. If you have not watched Spartacus, we have Game of Thrones, which is, you know, it'll break you in. It will get you ready for the penetration of the show that is Spartacus. Okay. Ooh. So Reverse Prima Noctis is a very interesting category that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we nominated TV shows and also movies. If you could go back and remove all memory and all feeling and watch it for the very first time again.
Yeah.
Oh, Because you can rewatch something, but it's not the same as the first time.
No, it never is.
Right?
Mm.
And the nominees, again, we covered 50 episodes and we nominated 5. So the nominees are Deadwood, Black Panther, John Wick, Naruto, Bad Boys for Life, Succession, Lion King, La Casa de Papel, Money Heist, and also 300.
Ooh-hoo.
And the award for Reverse Prima Noctis is Naruto! And accepting the award today, we have Kakashi Oti. That's 2-for-1 right now.
2-for-1. Thank you so much. Like, it's amazing. It's hard to find an anime character that you can really cheer for as much as Naruto. It's the first time that you see such a loving kid that is pretty much against the world. And that moment alone is worth everything. Like, I've watched a lot of animes, but the moment I watched Naruto, that first moment and just seeing him, it just trumps all.
Oh, that was such a sweet speech, but I'm also losing, so I don't feel great about you right now. The next award that we have is called Striking Urethras.
Yeah, one of the fascinating questions you asked was how it felt for Carl, especially being a woman.
Yeah.
And being fucked. It was like... And they later explained it that...
Like, does it go inside his urethra?
What?
How does it work?
You know they have butts, right?
Yeah, but guys have butts. Charlie Brooker, please call us. We have very... We have pertinent questions to our understanding of your universe.
Yeah, who would fuck someone's urethra? That would be painful
because
ass.
Because it's in the front.
You're ridiculous.
Because it's in the front.
You're ridiculous.
Oti, you still haven't given me a reasonable explanation.
I think that clip just said everything. Like, I'm mouth agape at the moment.
Yeah, with your hole in the front. So, Striking Urethras is a very, very interesting award. It goes out to TV shows and also movies where you feel all of the feels. The ratings do not matter. Popularity does not matter. This is your show, Striking Urethras. Are you ready for the nominees, OT?
I am ready.
We have 30 Rock, Power, Vikings, Archer, Succession, Spartacus, Money Heist, and The Boys. And the award for Striking Urethras goes to Spartacus! Accepting the award is OT Asha. Yay!
Wow, it's an honor. It's so hard to find a show that means a lot to me personally than Spartacus. The time it aired and the difficulties it went through just synced with my life at the moment. And it's one of the shows that rates a 10 in my book any day. Every day, I've rewatched it more than 10 times. It's amazing. And thank you for the award. It means everything.
Oh, well, that's 3-1, unfortunately. So congratulations to OT. Who knew you starred in so many of the TV shows and movies?
I did.
That we covered this year. Okay, so let's take a bit of a break from the awards. I see some more people on the red carpet, OT.
Oh, yeah.
And these are people that we guested on. So if you didn't know, we actually guested on some other podcasts in the past year.
Mm.
And I think I see some good old double Ds, and not even mine because I'm E, motherfucker. I see Daniel and Dean from the Movie Journey podcast.
Oh, look at them.
Let's hear what they have to say.
All right, We've just come out of the intermission of the For Your Reference 1 year episode spectacular, and I'm joined by the guys over at the Movie Journey podcast. Dean, you're my favourite, and Hendo, not as cool. How you going, guys?
Sorry, who do you work for? What's your company? Are you just some guy on the street here?
I am.
Yeah, I am just some random person on the street, but I'm really interested in how's it all going in there, Hendo?
I've never had anyone who's told me that they're the biggest Dean fan.
Hey, now come on. I get told all the time that people are a much bigger fan of me than you, Hendo.
Now, but to answer your question, random journalist here, who looks very familiar. We're doing great. 1 year anniversary for KT and Odie. For Your Reference, man, fantastic show. Love it.
I'm not at all surprised, though, because you guys are fantastic. And boy, did we love having you on our show, despite the, you know, controversial result of us not winning for once.
Yeah, well, I guess they can prove you certainly can't win them all. And who better to beat us for one of our first times than KT and Odie? It was a great experience. How can we forget old Gerard Butler in our White House Down, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But nah, you guys, you're fantastic. We love you. So congrats and keep up the great work.
All right, random journalist, can you bugger off back home?
All right, I'm just going to go.
That was cute. I didn't care too much by the Gerard Butler snip,
no,
by the way.
You need to be reminded. A thousand Gerard Butler lashes to you, sir.
I thought you were going to say 1,000 kisses to you.
No, you get the lashes, sir. And not a penny more.
All right.
Or a penny wise, apparently. How delightful.
Mm.
How delightful. We were even in the prestigious Pod v Pod.
Yeah. I look forward to those every week, and the polling as well on Twitter. It's just...
Yeah, we do love Daniel and Dean's polls. I made that joke before, but I'm going to fucking say it again. Fight me.
Because you have to own that shit.
But thank you so much for having us on your podcast. We're not very good with movie trivia, so I think OT will need to go there alone if you ever want us on there again.
Yeah, not unless you want another Gerard Butler situation going around.
Yes, and moving away from Gerard Butler, I see Olivia and Michael from the Late to the Show podcast.
Ooh.
Ow. Ow.
Ow, what?
My stilettos keep getting caught on this shaggy red carpet.
Well, beauty hurts, right?
It does hurt. I've been in pain ever since I was born.
But at least we get to be here right now.
This rocks, yeah. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Tarantino.
Oh, is he asking us a question?
No, I bumped into him.
Oh.
Oh, look. You see who that is?
Oh, is that them?
It's them.
For Your Reference?
For Your Reference. Remember when we had them?
On our show.
On our show.
The greatest
our
episode?
Award-winning show.
Which is why we've been invited here. To accept some awards. I remember when we had them on for Spider-Verse, Into the Spider.
Oh my god.
They're hilarious.
They're charming.
Easy to talk to.
Australian.
They made everything on our show better by a million.
I know, yeah. It instantly put it into a god tier
I think
level
it
episode.
Did. And they put us in such a good mood. Like, we were all so happy during that episode. I missed that.
Hey, I'm happy we're here at the awards show.
Me too.
I hope they win
everything.
Lots and lots of awards, but maybe one less than what we win.
Yeah, that's reasonable, I think. I'm just glad we get to be in the same vicinity as them.
I know, yeah.
What an honor for us.
I hope they like my stilettos.
I don't think they wouldn't be able to.
What the hell does that mean? I can't parse that sentence.
Don't try to. It was a compliment, I promise.
Oh, thanks.
No problem.
Oh.
Wow.
Just as delightful as Into the Spider-Verse. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much to Michael and Olivia. And the interesting thing is, we didn't even think, 1 year of podcasting, we did not even think to give ourselves awards.
No, we did not. But the good thing is, I was trying to get Katie to watch Into the Spider-Verse for the longest time.
Yeah.
And Late to the Show swooped in and made us, like, it was just easier to convince Katie to do it because fuck it, we were ready. And it was such a good episode. They're very lovely people. And the fact that they cover Breaking Bad episode by bloody episode makes it even more the more delightful.
Ever so delightful, so we don't even need to cover it. You can just go and listen to late to the show.
And we already made that decision. If you want anything as good as... We're not going to do a better job. So why not just listen to the best when it comes to bloody Breaking Bad breakdown?
Right. Speaking of the most delicious of breakdowns, I see Natalie from the Some Kind of Brown podcast.
Oh my goodness, thank you. Yes, my dress was designed by me in a fever dream. Katie and Oti, they are two of the most hilarious people I have ever talked to. At first, I wasn't entirely sure that Oti even existed because we've never seen his face, but now I know he is a true artist. You know how eccentric, passionate artists can be. Luckily, KT has been the willing face, and I'm telling you, she wears it even better than that little Gucci number she's walking around here in. Honestly, I talked to them for so long when I had them on my podcast. It was like talking to friends I'd already known, and we were just hanging out. I'm really excited to see where they go with their podcast. I mean, being on my hugely massive podcast was already such a milestone for them, but they've really rocketed off and are getting all sorts of people thirsty.
Oh, yes. And the most thirstiest of friends and lovers. Thank you so much, Natalie. That was so nice.
Yeah. Like, it was an episode not to talk about any movie or TV show, just us and life. And it was one of the best.
Yeah. And, you know, we talk a lot about frame of reference, but we don't get into a lot of detail in regards to our personal lives and also our relationship. So if you wanted to know a bit more about the For Your Reference tidbits, definitely check out the Some Kind of Brown podcast, or just in general. She has a great podcast.
She really does.
She also has A Girl and Her Horror as well. As if one podcast isn't enough.
Oh, she's killing it in every front. And you know I love a good horror, so it's good that she's doing this.
You know what I classify as a horror?
Mm-hmm.
Making me watch all of the Marvel movies.
It's a horror that will continue enduring until I no longer exist.
We can work on that. And speaking of Marvel movies, I see Andy from the Geek Salad podcast.
Hey, it's Andy from the Geek Salad podcast, and I am here on the red carpet tonight to toast KT and OT on 1 year of the For Your Reference podcast. It only seems like yesterday that I discovered them on their Titanic episode, where we all discovered that we all share this collective hatred of that movie. Oh my God, Kate Winslet is such a dumb bitch. But I also think the biggest thrill in my life was having them appear on my show when we were counting down the top MCU moments. And it never occurred to me until OT mentioned to me how Forrest Whitaker was pronouncing the name. T'Challa! I love everything about them. They are awesome. They are super sexy. They are For Your Reference. And I'm so happy to be here on the red carpet tonight honoring them. Cheers, mates.
Oh, T'Challa!
Oh, man. His agent has to be really good.
Right. And Andy doesn't need an agent because he's fucking great. We fucking love the Geek Salad podcast. It's the only salad I get to every week.
Yeah, and his podcast allowed me to open up to the Marvel Universe because Katie is not going to do that. And it was such a good time talking about it. And it's just such a lovely guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Geek Salad is a great show. You know what also is a great show? Movie Cellar. And I think I see Dan. Interestingly, he's on his own, even though it's a three-part podcast. But I see Dan on the red carpet. Let's say hello.
Hi there. This is Gisella Ferrari, and I'm out here for E! Entertainment News on the red carpet with Overlord Dan from the Movie Cellar podcast. It's an up-and-coming movie podcast for the common folks. Hello, Overlord Dan. How are you, darling? You can just call me Dan, but I'm great, Gisella. Thanks for asking. Of course, darling. Now, please tell me about this outfit. It's adorable. That custom vintage Rock Band t-shirt for, who is that? G-War? Is that a St. Louis? No. I think it's just a Hanes t-shirt. I got it actually at a GWAR show. It was a ridiculous show. I mean, it was awesome. There was blood everywhere. And, oh dear. Oh, let's not talk about those kinds of things on live television. So, you and the boys couldn't face the burden of the Christmas season, I hear. You needed some help with the show. Is it true what TMZ reported, that you, Overlord Dan, were thrown in the clink for attempting to murder your co-hosts? No. I mean, I've definitely wanted to strangle George several times. And producer Chris, on that one occasion where he told us that he hated Monty Python and the Holy Grail, but the police have never been involved. I mean, honestly, we just thought it'd be fun to spread the love for the holidays, get some of our friends involved, and see what they could do with the show. I thought it came out awesome, and everyone did a wicked good job. Yes, yes, of course, dear. I think the whole world was shocked to see such a reputable show as For Your Reference agree to do a guest spot for you. Care to tell us how thrilled you were to work with them? Yeah, we were pretty shocked ourselves, honestly. KT and Odie, they make a fantastic show with great insight and quick wit. And honestly, I just threw them a message because you never know. People might be in the giving spirit around the holidays. Thankfully, they were, and the end product came out amazing. You know, we reached out, we asked if they were willing to watch a Christmas movie, maybe review that for us, and they responded shortly after, saying they'd be thrilled to participate, but as you'd expect from For Your Reference, they didn't want to play within the rules. So they asked if they could do their episode on holiday specials from a sitcom. We were a little apprehensive at first, since we let the Drinkopedia crew do something similar, and they ended up friggin' using our airwaves to spread the lie that Parks and Rec is a better show than The Office, which is ridiculous. But when I asked what show For Your Reference wanted to cover, they said they'd like to go through The Office Christmas specials. And I obviously knew right then that we had to let them do it. I mean, I was a little nervous, because they are famous for being critical of Jim and Pam. But I knew they'd counteract Drinkopedia's Parks and Rec comments. And honestly, no show has better Christmas specials than The Office. So I was nervous the whole time listening. But they kept their Jim and Pam hate to a minimum. And the episode was insightful and funny and one of the best of our 12 Days of Christmas series. We really appreciate what a great job that they did and all of the effort that they put into making that episode for us. I mean, KT and OT are consummate professionals in podcasting. We're so happy for them hitting their one-year anniversary, and we're so excited to see where they go in the next year. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us, darling. Have a great evening. This is Gisella Ferrari sending it back to you in the studio.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Getting interviewed by ET and getting sources from TMZ, why would you even mention For Your Reference?
I do not know.
He was probably coerced. I will not release the DMs, okay? Speaking of most sumptuous, most aubergine of lovers, we have Elaine. I can see Elaine and also Fern. In the most designer of outfits. Let's check them out on the red carpet.
Hi, yes, it's me, Elaine Bast from Angus IT. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to be on this carpet. I've never been on a carpet before. Literally, I only live underneath a stone based on how many movie references I don't know. But I've learned so much from For Your Reference. And honestly, Katie and OT are some of my favorite people. They crack me up, and they also make me blush. It's hilarious how much more I've learned from them than my sex ed in high school. But they're such a phenomenal podcast that has such a rich backstory, too. The fake OT conspiracy, wondering if Odie is real. Who is he? Is he also, like, Bigfoot? Is he the Loch Ness Monster, or is he just their greyhound, Theo? I mean, it keeps me up at night, but that's what I love about them. They know how to catch you and lure you in with their amazing banter and their knowledge. Oh. I scouted them out for my Christmas special, A Very Anxious Christmas, because I absolutely knew I needed to have top talent on that special, and I reached out to them, and they were like, heck yes, let's do it. So I just really appreciate them lowering their standards to help out a little peon like me. That's actually what they call me, a peon. So, you know, we all have, I just love that they're so confident. It's really cute. While I have no idea what they're saying half the time, because even though we both speak English, like Australian slang is so confusing to me, but I feel really cultured now. And I understand Zumbo's desserts way better. KT and OT are just, they're hilarious, intelligent, and downright dirty. And they are kicking ass, and I'm so excited to see what comes next. I absolutely love them, and thank you. Oh my god, wait, is that James McAvoy? Okay, Mac Daddy. Sorry, I have to go. James! James, I love!
I also love James McAvoy as well. Do you want to take over and I can go and chase James McAvoy with Elaine?
Oh, if he's coming as his split character, you can chase him all the way.
Well, I really enjoyed that Christmas episode. That was quite fun.
It really was, wasn't it?
If you haven't tuned in to Angus IT and her Christmas special, it was like the Ghost of Christmas Past.
We had a lot of fun recording it.
And oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was a scenario where we were recording in the cinema while the film was playing. And I feel like we're not far from that.
We really aren't. And it was just fun listening. Because, you know, she does a great show. And
oh, yes.
Just to be able to be part of her little creative process was such a big honor. So we're really, 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 really appreciative of that.
Oh, yes. Definitely. So shout outs to Elaine and Fern. We fucking love yous. And I think everyone has made their way into the theater.
Yeah. And Fern and Theo need to hook up soon.
Yes. Fern and Theo, and we will start a reality show.
it can be a TLC show.
If you don't care about dogs, then you have to find a filter for all of the ball licking that happens. But especially in the Spartacus episode, the ball licking is just from OT. Fucking love Spartacus. So, OT, we are rounding out the last couple of awards of the affair. Or the evening, as classy people like to call it.
Yep.
Daddywood. Dan is definitely your right-hand man. You definitely want him in your camp.
Yeah, he's loyal. He loves Al.
Oh, yes.
Through and through. Like, he seeks Al's validation as well.
Oh, like, yeah. Everyone does. There's like a daddy complex. They should call it Daddy Wood.
Oh.
Wow.
Don't even pretend now by mistake.
Oh, my God. And I did say earlier we should have a podcast. It's called a Daddy Wood. Jesus. Oh, fucking hell. Even I have a line and I...
Oh, are you sure?
It depends. It depends on how long you've been listening to For Your Reference. If I had watched Deadwood before we started the podcast, we probably would have called it Daddy Wood. I call myself Katie McShane all the time, whether he's my biological father or he's just my daddy on the weekend. Who knows? Friends and lovers.
What a thin line, mate.
But my bean still gets flicked. Don't you motherfucking worry.
Oh, wow.
So let's talk about, let me put my sparkling down. Let's talk about the Daddywood Award. This is the creme de la creme. When we nominate this TV show or movie, everything else disappears from what we covered. That is how high the stakes are, friends and lovers. Are you ready for the nominees, OT?
I am ready.
We have Get Out, Black Panther, Deadwood, If You're Nasty, The Wire, Archer, Succession, Money Heist, and also Spartacus.
Woohoo!
Hot dog! Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And the recipient of the Daddywood Award goes to Succession. Whoa. I am disappointed that unfortunately Deadwood did not win this award. I do guarantee that I voted for Deadwood in all of the categories. Unfortunately, Deadwood didn't win this time.
Mm.
We have Greg Oatey accepting the award for Succession for winning Daddywood.
Wow, the all great shows nominated with me. But I'm glad that we won because Succession took it to a different level. From the get-go, we set the pace. We knew what we were and we delivered in every aspect. From Kendall to Katie's Rome. They're brilliant, brilliant, brilliant characters.
Now let's get to the last award. This one's a bit bigger. For all of everyone that deserves to be pleasured in their holes, we have the ultimate Sploosh Mountain.
Ooh, the biggest award of the night.
Ha, diggity dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this Sploosh Mountain Award is very, very imperative. You know why, OT?
Why?
Because if you listen to our Christmas episode, you would have heard us actually go through our ratings.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like it that way. We release our full reviews and you won't know until Christmas, until we start a letterboxed, what the ratings of those TV shows or movies are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Sploosh Mountain is the TV show or the movie with the highest average rating.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, if you want to quantify it in numbers, this is the best TV show or movie that we covered in 2019.
Yowzers.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Ooh, I think it will be Predestination, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we really gave it high marks with Tom.
Well, I better hope Tom has given us some motherfucking listeners, dickhead.
He's got a history to it. Hey.
Vomit. Let's go to the nominees that just missed out. So again, the Sploosh Mountain Award that we have at the Splooshy Awards at 2020 for the For Your Reference podcast, these were rated 9 out of 10. So they just missed out.
Mm-hmm.
We have Get Out.
Ooh, okay.
We have Deadwood.
Okay.
We have The Boys.
Ooh, all right.
We have 30 Rock.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not hearing Predestination, so I'm pretty close then. Okay.
No, but I'm just saying 30 Rock deserves way more than. Just what you give me on a weeknight, but it's fine. And the last nominee that we had rated at a 9 for our Christmas special was The Big Lebowski.
Oh, good. So good, good, good. He didn't win then.
Yeah, but the Lebowski was great. You just couldn't see it. And wait for our collaboration with Film Busters.
How about this Jesus thing?
The Jesus rolls.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have nominees that have just missed out being rated 9.5.
9.5?
Yes.
So oh, the Big Lebowski. I think I gave it a 7 or some shit.
Yeah, but we evened it out. Don't you worry. We love you, Ben. We evened that motherfucker out. Okay.
Okay.
So, 9.5, mm-hmm. We had La Casa de Papel, otherwise known as Money Heist.
Ooh, okay. Okay, I see that. I agree with that. Okay.
And we also had Spartacus.
Oh, no! Yeah. I was secretly hoping for you to win.
You can Sploosh Mountain in the corner after
it
this.
It has
that's
to be
fine.
The Sploosh Mountain or the Splooshiest Mountain ever.
The Splooshiest of Sploosh.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Then, okay. Okay. OT, are you ready?
I am ready.
Give me a sound effect. I didn't know you were ready to share your cum sound, but that's fine. The winner for Sploosh Mountain, the highest rating TV show or movie that we have covered in the For Your Reference podcast, motherfuckers, is The Wire. Now, again, The Wire was covered by myself and also OT, but also Amy D and Chuck from the Why I'm Single podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to that motherfucking episode. Do you think if we told Amy D and Chuck, they would have flown down for this?
Oh, they would. Look at the size of that trophy. That's fucking huge.
For this motherfucking thing? Wow, 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 wow. How do you feel, OT? Because you actually didn't know the results of this.
I did not. And for some bloody reason, I don't know why I didn't think of The Wire, because you all rated it high.
Yeah.
I thought Spartacus would sneak it in there and steal it the win because, of course, I gave it like a 10.
And I gave it a 9. OT, Presbuluski accepting the Sploosh motherfucking mountain. Here you go.
The Wire is such a great show that resonates with everyone. Everyone that pretty much watches TV knows of The Fucking Wire, because we set a trend and everyone bloody tries to follow. We'll never be caught because, hello, Baltimore. And that's it.
That is the Sploosh Mountain in the Splooshy Awards for the four-year reference household in 2020.
Wow, they're wild. In every award category that you nominated, fucking Black Panther was there.
Ooh, Black Panther? Ooh,
Black Panther. Black Panther is there. It's there in every category because it's awesome. Please.
Are you really most welcome?
I am most welcome. Oh, I don't know. I think my 15th glass of blood is sparkling is getting to my head.
But thank you, thank you, thank you so much to everyone that has tuned in to the first inaugural Splooshy Awards.
The Splooshies.
And if you are part of the pun tier and above, you will be able to see this video version. Again, the side effects, according to OT, are most pleasurable. I'm not really sure about that, but you can see me drink lots of sparkling sort of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it is great. And we are all most welcome. Well, let's close this off. On Twitter and Instagram, we are For Your F-Pod.
You can write us in bloody email at hello@fyrpodcast.com.
And we'll see you guys next week for our 2 year.
Thank you very much. And asalange.
Asalange. Bye.